You're listening to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Tuesday, May 5th, 7:32 Central Time. Joining me in studio this morning are friends from Ministry to the Armed Forces, LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces, Chaplain Craig Miller, Director of Ministry to the Armed Forces for the LCMS. Chaplain Miller, welcome back.
Well, thanks, Andy. It's always good to be here.
And you brought someone along with you today. Joining us in studio today, Nancy Rowley, Assistant to the Director in the LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. Nancy, great to have you in studio this morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good to get to have a chance to talk with you all. I know here in the LCMS International Center, we're all on the same floor as International Ministry. We're all on that same space. And I could probably launch a paper airplane over to your desk. If I were just talented enough, I'd probably have to be an engineer to get it to launch that far. But great to share some space with you here on the floor. Let's talk about Ministry to the Armed Forces. What is Ministry to the Armed Forces? Chaplain Miller?
Sure. Appreciate that. Ministry of the Armed Forces is what our church has done for years. Actually, ever since whenever there's been a conflict, our church has always rallied and sent pastors to support our men and women who served in the military. So the number one thing that started with Ministry of the Armed Forces is providing well-qualified pastors to go and serve our men and women in the military in combat at home and deployments. But now Ministry of the Armed Forces has also evolved, if you will, to make sure that we also take care of the men and women who serve through Ministry by Mail program. We ensure they get their portals of prayer, devotional materials, anything they can because they're in isolated and austere conditions, so they have some kind of support from their church, that their church reaches out to them. And now, of course, we've added another program called Operation Barnabas, which reaches out to the veterans, the retirees, or anybody who has served and worn the uniform of our nation. We want to reach out and encourage congregations to continue to minister to them. So the sum of it is we want to serve those who served us, taking care of them.
Very good. Very good. Now, Nancy, you've been with this office for a while. How long have you been with Ministry of the Armed Forces?
Since May 2003.
Yes. And what do you know about our history of ministry to the armed forces?
Well, our first chaplain was in the Civil War.
Wow.
It goes back, and it's a wonderful ministry.
And tell us about your work. What do you do as assistant to the director?
Well, in the military, it's called NCOIC, non-commissioned officer in charge. And it's a wonderful opportunity to be his right-hand person. And I do most of the clerical. But there's times that the chaplains call and... It's nice to be able to hear their voice.
Before you came to work with Ministry to the Armed Forces, did you have any experience, any interaction with military before this?
I did. I'm a veteran myself. Served many years ago. I did not retire from the military, but I did serve right at 9 years, and I met and married my husband over in Okinawa, Japan. He was a Marine, is a Marine. Once a Marine, always a Marine. And we came back to the States, and we served for a little while longer. But right at 9 years.
And what branch did you serve in?
I served in the Army.
In the Army. Mm-hmm. And how important is it to you as a veteran that we have this ministry to the armed forces?
That's a wonderful question, because when I was in the service, I've always been a believer from little on. I was raised in the church. But like teenagers do and young adults, fall away because I had to leave my own life. And so my time in the service was not within the church at all. And when I came into this position, I really realized how important their job is.
I know, Chaplain Miller, you've mentioned that this is like this is an ongoing youth ministry, in a sense, in that you're reaching a lot of young people. There, so many people who serve in the military are young, and this is such a critical time in life for them and for faith.
Absolutely. And I just want to, what Nancy said, I know she's being very humble here, but Nancy has really been the bedrock of this ministry. She's been the continuity, and chaplains will call just to talk to her. She won't admit it, but they don't care if I'm in the office or not. But they will ask if Nancy's there first to get materials that they need or support they need. I know she doesn't share, but I don't think they call even just to talk to her sometimes if they're having a rough time. And, you know, she's been around. She understands the ministry and the confidentiality that we have to support our chaplain. So I really appreciate Nancy being here too as well. But yes, that's the kind of group we're talking about that Nancy shared in her past, is that, you know, they graduate from high school or got the GED and may have not been back in church since they went to boot camp. Maybe they went then because of the stresses, and and so we're there to support and reach out to them.
How important is it for us to have people like Nancy who understand the culture, the language of the armed forces, of the military, in order to serve those who serve in the armed forces?
It's very critical. You know, some people think, well, it seems kind of maybe arrogant that they won't talk to anything, but vets talk to vets. It's just a fact of life. It is their own culture, and they understand if you serve, whether it be 2 years, 10 years, 30 years, there's that connection and that automatic door that's open for you to share. It could be anything, you know, just meeting each other somewhere and they're wearing the hat with a Vietnam vet or on their bumper sticker. You immediately have that connection. You say, hey, where did you serve? When did you serve? And there, of course, it gives an opportunity for us as Christians to share the gospel of Jesus in different avenues and relationships that are developed.
Well, very good. It is nice to be able to, I'm sure, Nancy, in your position, to understand the culture, to understand, to have an understanding of where they're coming from. And I'm certain that Craig is very accurate that they called to talk to you because you know where they're coming from and can just listen. And I'm sure that's an important part of what you do as Ministry of the Armed Forces, just being able to listen before you even answer. Yeah,
that's true.
Well, the Ministry to the Armed Forces, the LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces, as you pointed out, Nancy, started a long time ago. You mentioned the Civil War, I believe, and a lot of things have changed over the years, and a number of ways that that we serve those serving in the armed forces has changed over time with the introduction of some things like you mentioned, Operation Barnabas now as well. What are some of the things that you do in the office? I know we were talking about ministry by mail. Tell us a little bit about some of the things that the ways that we support those in the armed forces.
That's a wonderful ministry that we that we have supported. Even back in World War II, those were packaged by the ladies in the office, and we have about 5,600 people on our list now.
Wow.
That is a list that's taken care of. I manage that list, but it's taken care of over at Concordia Publishing House. And on a quarterly basis with that Portals of Prayer, it is sent out with our newsletter, So Help Me God, and it's sent out to each one of those personnel.
How do you manage a list like that? I'm sure that information is just constantly changing.
It is, yes. I talk about how trying to keep just the chaplain's list up to date, it's like keeping ants in a box because they're changing all the time. And 5,600 people, we depend a lot on the church offices or the family of the military personnel to call or send a email to update their address, because we change address quite often.
Sure.
So
how do we do that? How do we get that information to you if we have a loved one who is serving in the military? How do we get that information so that they receive those regular mailings?
They can send their name and complete address to lcmschaps@lcms.org.
That's pretty easy. lcmschaps@lcms.org.
Right. Or they can call the 800 number, 1-800-248-1930. And my extension is 1337.
All right. Or they can ask for you, Nancy Rowley, and
yes.
Or Ministry of the Armed Forces, and that'll get them to you as well. That's the switchboard number here at the International Center, 1-800-248-1930, 1-800-248-1930, to contact Ministry to the Armed Forces. You all are doing great work, and I want to talk more about that in just a little bit. We're going to take a short break, and we'll continue the conversation on the great work of Ministry to the Armed Forces, LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. More great conversation right after this.
Hi, I'm Mark Hawkinson with an invitation for you to join me over the weekday noon hour for Moments of Assurance, your lunchtime spiritual recipe. You'll enjoy encouraging scriptures, a bit of Bible history and trivia, news items, humor, the kids' corner, and more, all mixed in with faith-strengthening sacred music, a blend just right for your midday hour. So join me, won't you? That's Moments of Assurance over the weekday noontime hour here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Are you planning a short-term mission trip to share the faith with people who speak another language? Take along the books of the Lutheran faith, translated into the languages of the people you'll serve. The Lutheran Heritage Foundation has translated and published books like Luther's Small Catechism and A Child's Garden of Bible Stories into 85 different languages, like Chinese, Arabic, Spanish, and Swahili. Learn more about these free resources. LHFmissions.org.
The Consortium for Classical Lutheran Education invites all pastors, teachers, administrators, and homeschoolers to our conference hosted by Messiah Lutheran Classical Academy in Keller, Texas, July 14 through 16. Learn more about what is good, true, and beautiful from speakers including Dr. Kenneth Calvert, Dr. E. Christian Kopf, and Dr. Jean Edward Veith. Register online by May 31st and receive the early bird rate, ccle.org.
It's okay if you miss a program on Worldwide KFUO because you can download them as a podcast at your convenience. There are so many programs at Worldwide KFUO that are centered on the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't miss one of them. You can download one or all at kfuo.org or subscribe on iTunes. That's kfuo.org, the messenger of good news.
You're listening to His Time on Tuesday, May 5th, 7:44 Central Time. We're talking with our friends from LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. In the studio with me today, Chaplain Craig Mueller, Director of LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces, and Nancy Rowley, Assistant to the Director. And what an important ministry this is. Before we went to break, we were talking about how this ministry by mail, just sending materials such as portals of prayer and things like that to the newsletter to support our military in their vocation, to support them in their faith as well, their Christian vocation that they are given is an important one. And Craig, before we went to break, we were talking about how to get on that list and how many people are on that list. You mentioned that there are, I'm sure, many more who could be on that list. We know that there are many more who are serving.
Absolutely. And that's where I wanted to do a shout out to all you congregations and moms and grandmas and grandpas. Give Nancy your grandchild, son, daughter's official mailing address, because it's really important, because they really do like receiving the portals of prayer. We send them devotional booklets. We send them a dog tag. We've got other things that people may donate that we can send to them. So it's really important that you let us know how we can contact them. And we can also make connections then with chaplains that we have, because mm-hmm. we know where they are. And so we can help assist with the contact. But the biggest thing for us is we don't know who they are unless you all send us their mailing address. And I know there are concerns for privacy and so forth. So we just use their official government unit address, and that's mm-hmm. where it gets to them. And it's very safe and secure, and they hear from their church, and it's greatly appreciated.
You mentioned that we can also get in touch with chaplains where they're serving. Where do we have chaplains? What branches of the military do we have chaplains serving?
We have chaplains in all the branches, including Coast Guard, which falls under Department of Homeland Security, but we still support, the Navy supports them with chaplains, because during war they become part of the Department of Defense. But we also have Civil Air Patrol chaplains that is unique, that I learned when I came into this office, is basically... it's almost like the JROTC program, but it's a wonderful program, and the Air Force Chief of Chaplains actually has control of them, and they could use them in time of war or need. So we endorse chaplains for the Civil Air Patrol and Reserve Guard. We have them any place that our military folks are serving. We supply chaplains.
How many chaplains do we have out right now?
Well, we have, it changes, it's almost not quite
daily.
As bad as the mailing address, because some people retire.
Sure.
But we're close to 60, we have 165 counting reserve.
Wow.
Almost 70, I think. Nancy C, that's why she runs the office. She just told me 69 on active duty. So that's as of today.
Well, I should have directed that.
Sorry, Nancy. She's got that number.
So 69 on active duty right now, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow. And you probably stay in touch with many of these on a regular basis, I gather.
I do. Usually, sometimes I haven't heard from Chaplain so-and-so, so I'll just drop them a note saying, hi, how you doing? How's the ministry going? I haven't heard from them because they haven't sent their quarterly report. So then I have to send them a different kind of note.
That was my next question. How often do they communicate regularly with you to keep you posted on how things are going, what's happening in their ministry?
Well, where they're supposed to send us a form, we have a designated form for the quarterly report. That's how we know what's going on in their ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And from those reports, then we're able to glean from there. And we have another publication. It's called Pass and Review. And that is something that is just sent to the chaplains and retired chaplains as well to keep them connected. And that's something that we don't publish just to the public.
Sure.
It's just for the chaplains.
So those reports give you, do they give you an idea of if there were, if they had a baptism or an adult instruction, confirmation, those types of things, or any other official acts that might have happened? Is that right?
Absolutely, they do. And there's another form that they do for that, just so we keep that in file, because sometimes a military person was baptized by a chaplain and then they can't find the baptism certificate. Sometimes Nancy's been down in the archives finding the baptism form that the chaplain had submitted, and they could show that they were baptized, and it just helps, again, the continuation with the church so they can find out if they've been confirmed or baptized. But it is, and hopefully, they do try to keep in touch with us when any great event or big event happens. But as Nancy said, the quarterly report is really our bread and butter of gleaning what's important and what we can share with the church at large to help tell their story. And that's what's important. You know, the folks have been so supportive in the Missouri Synod for chaplain ministry, and they need to know too, what great things are going on and what challenges that our chaplains and our personnel have. And so that's one way we can help get the word out to our congregations.
How are Lutheran Church Missouri Synod chaplains regarded when it comes to the military? How are they regarded by others who from outside the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod?
Sure. Try not to be braggadocious, but a lot of them have. And I know my assistant, Eric Erkinen, could say the same thing. Whenever we're out visiting our chaplains, we make courtesy calls on the commanding officers and the senior chaplains, and they all just speak accolades of our chaplains because of the pastoral formation that they have, the brick and mortar education. They're very solid, and so when they get into this pluralistic ministry, they can cooperate without compromise, and they do it very professionally. So I think if you'd ask anybody a Missouri Synod, I think we have a great reputation as being a team players, but at the same time being faithful chaplains to our denomination and our confession.
Well, it's great to hear about the great work that our chaplains are doing in this important ministry to the armed forces. And I know that it takes a lot of work and planning and strategy just in your office alone, but the many people that you work with each day. And we like to celebrate that. And we have, we have Armed Forces Sunday that we can celebrate that, right?
Absolutely. Armed Forces Day, as you know, you've probably been seeing it, it's already being advertised, is on May 16th. This is Saturday. So we try to find the closest Sunday to that date. So obviously this year it's May 17th that we celebrate Armed Forces Sunday. And we have materials on our website that you can download or call Nancy again. Mm-hmm. And she'll get you the bulletin inserts. We have some sermon notes and anything to help coordinate with the congregation. But we're not limited to that. I know I've done preaching in June, July. Some people wait until Veterans Day to celebrate Armed Forces Sunday, but we just appreciate any Sunday that they can take a moment to thank the veterans that are serving in their congregation locally, but also to look at the Ministry of the Armed Forces and supporting the worldwide mission of our chaplains and our personnel.
Nancy, have congregations contacted you looking for ideas on how to observe or celebrate Armed Forces Sunday?
Well, usually they are asking for the sermon helps, and because in that packet is also responsive prayer. And then there's also the one sheet that if they have any military in their congregation, they can fill that out and send it in.
Very good. So all these resources, we can get in touch with you, and can we find some of them online as well?
Yes. I don't know.
It's lcms.org/armed forces.
lcms.org/armed forces.
Armed Forces.
Very good.
And then they'll find it. It's right there, Ministry of the Armed Forces resources, and it's downloadable, or you can put an order in again with Nancy, or we'll get it to you. Just give us a call, or lcmschaps@lcms.org.
Very good. So Armed Forces Sunday coming up this month, but it can be celebrated really any time as well. The 17th, is that right?
Yes.
The 17th of May, we're celebrating Armed Forces Sunday, and but you can celebrate it anytime. The resources at lcms.org/armed forces. And or you can contact Nancy again, that 800 number, 1-800-248-1930, and you can ask for Nancy Rally, our Ministry of the Armed Forces. They'll get you connected. I know we've talked about ministry by mail and our chaplains and Armed Forces Sunday. Anything else? Operation Barnabas. I know we talk about that from time to time as well. I know that Chaplain Marino is doing great work with that. And any updates on things going on with Operation Barnabas?
Absolutely. Thanks for asking. I know we have talked about it. And for those who are new listeners and haven't heard, it's really basically a congregational-based grassroots program of taking care of veterans in their community, but also a community outreach for the veterans in their community who are churchless, not only homeless or churchless, but just to reach out to them. But it's been going great guns. Of course, we've been going to as many districts as we can to help congregations learn about Operation Barnabas and just help them get off the ground if they're looking for ideas. So really, the summary of it, it's a network of care. So if they're interested, we can help connect them with other congregations who are doing the program, or Mike Marino, or we got a couple other retired chaplains that will help go to them and help get it started. But the bottom line is it's really a congregational program of reaching to the veterans in their community and their congregation, and then networking together to take care of them.
And it's really, from what I understand, it really sounds quite simple.
It is. It's basically what we should call Operation Barnabas congregations are just simply doing an Armed Forces Sunday, recognizing veterans in your congregation, doing some kind of a planned event. It could be a breakfast, or congregations do all kinds of creative things that I never even thought about. It's really cool. In fact, I'm preaching at a church in end of June that's doing one. They actually have a guy who does restored vehicles. So they're bringing out all these old military vehicles. The veterans are bringing their uniforms, their other stuff that they've collected through the years, and they're inviting the whole community. And then we have a worship service, and that's a great example of one congregation doing it. So that's what it is. It's just reaching out and inviting people from the community.
What a great idea. And again, you mentioned that you're heading out to preach for such an occasion. If a congregation would like to hear from you, hear about our ministry to the armed forces, would like to invite you to come speak, can they contact you to do that as well?
Absolutely. Give me a call, or my boss, Nancy, call, and she'll put it on my calendar. In fact, she did that before I even got here. I was still in the Navy, and she already put two or three preaching engagements on my calendar. So that's very appreciative, and we love doing it. Mm-hmm. It's just an honor to spend time with our folks out in the Missouri Synod and to preach the gospel and share the Lord's Supper with them and just getting out and seeing all the great things they're doing for our people.
I know, the little traveling that I've done with Worldwide KFUO, there's always a good chance that if I'm at an event, that Ministry of the Armed Forces is going to pop up at the booth right across from me.
We try.
I think you were just sent to make sure I'm doing my job.
Well, we do, but we can't tell you what we do.
It's classified.
It's called recon.
Yes.
Well, you all do a fantastic job of serving your military, and so grateful for that. And are there ways that that those of us who are listening today can support our Ministry of the Armed Forces?
Absolutely. Number one thing, and I know it seems cliche, but we really believe it, your prayers, especially in this time, the challenging times that our military with the winding down of the war. But as we know, there's still conflicts and there's still deployments and long deployments and their families. So prayers is a number one thing. And I know there are a lot of congregations that do pray and by name of those who are serving from their congregations. And so they just need to give those names to us as well for our mailing list. But prayers are important. And of course, they can by their donations. We have gracious donors who help us with our ministry by mail program and Operation Barnabas, and for us to be able to visit and encourage our chaplains and give them resources that they need in this pluralistic environment. So prayers, donations, and just being an Operation Barnabas congregation and recognizing your veterans and your community.
Again, lcms.org/armedforces. Connect you to all that information.
Absolutely.
Or you can call Nancy Rowley here at the International Center, 1-800-248-1930. Thank you both for being my guest. Nancy Rowley, assistant to the director, LCMS Ministry Armed Forces. Thanks for being my guest here on His Time. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun to get to chat with you here in studio. And Chaplain Craig Mueller, thank you so much for being my guest this morning.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, Andy.
God bless you and all those you serve. Thank you for your service. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to study the daily New Testament reading. Right here on His Time on Worldwide KFUO.